Man, probably a fun fact on me is that I like to read. Like I like to read. That's a lost art nowadays. Oh, my great uncle is Jesse Owens. He won 4 gold medals in 1936.
I always want to leave people with this, man, to all the viewers and everybody out there, man. Make sure you guys finish the story. Make sure you guys finish your journey because somebody's going to need it.
Yeah. All you gotta do is push the bad button. That's all you gotta do. Push the bad
Try not to think about the future too much so you can maximize the now.
Who's your favorite rap artist?
Man, to be honest, it's crazy. Tupac always been my number one, right? Like, he got me through so much stuff, but Lil Wayne has been in the modern day.
I said, what does it really take? What does it really take to be great, Drew? And he looked at me and he was like, you really want to know? And he was like, to be honest, everything you did to get here, you need to be consistent times 10.
Happy Monday. What's up, folks? It's your boy, Coach Lee. You know what Mondays do for us. Been a while since we've been on a Monday, but it's time to bring back the OTSBS show. Before I can do that, I got to bring in the man with the plan. Even though he's a Saints fan, still going to be my main man. What's up, man?
Hey. I like how you bring me in after the BS part. But look, this should do Uncle Leroy. Don't say the Leroy without the Junior. And today we got a show for you on the OTS BS something, man, something else show. Man, what's good? How's it going?
Man, it's Monday, man. I just look at it as we are 4 days away from the weekend.
True. You know what I'm saying? That's a good way to look at it, man. You know what I'm saying? I guess it's that water's half full, half empty type of thing, you know?
Yes,
whatever
sir,
it takes
sir.
To make you keep going. But, man, like, what it takes to keep going, like, look, we got some stuff going on. Like, what happened with this Cam Newton? We got this Cam Newton stuff. We got this David. I don't even know this cat, David Irvin. That's some cowboy stuff you added, man. But look, how's it going today?
Hey, man, it's going. I think we look back to some normalcy. I think it's about 70 degrees today. So that's the Texas weather for you, man. We was freezing 3 days, 3-4 days ago, and today it's beach weather.
Hey, look, you know what I'm saying? Talk about that. Look, it went from freezing cold to, you know what I'm saying, you can actually wear you some t-shirts. You know
yes,
what I'm saying?
Sir.
So, hey, you know, Sports Talk with Friends and Kyrie Clothing, man. I'm telling you, we got some big things going. But, you know, hey, you know, we can get some white t-shirts, fresh white t-shirts. They're going to be going up for sale soon. We got a lot of designs coming out. So stay tuned. Check out the website. But, hey, you know what I'm saying? Big things popping. See, I got mine on. Look, two times. Check the tag.
Bam. Oh, he popped. He about to popping tags.
Hey. Man,
but
I'm
hey,
telling.
Man, you know, like you mentioned, you're going to get right to it. I know everybody should have seen it by now. This little old bitty thing here, man, with your boy Cam Newton. So, for those that may not know, Cam was at a camp, I believe, over the weekend. And he got into it with, he had a camper that was a little bit boisterous in what he could and can't do, couldn't do.
Big ass words. I'm a little bit boisterous.
A little bit boisterous. In other words, he was talking noise.
Thank you.
He was talking noise to Cam freaking Newton, number one overall pick, Heisman Trophy winner, NFL MVP. Super Bowl participant. Come on, man. How you going to try to come at that man? He's a cheat everything.
Facts. I mean, but, you know, in the days of trolling and social media, Instagram stars, you know what I mean? It's bound to happen. And, I mean, the dude's a prima donna. Like, look what he wears to interviews. I mean, come on, man. Like, I think someone in the group said, like, give him a couple years, he's going to be Cameron Jr. I mean, Jenner.
That's a high sports opinion.
Hey, I'm just saying, man, like, you know, if you put yourself out there, you know, I mean, it was going to happen. I mean, you know, the dude, he was trolling, a little disrespectful young kid, though.
So we got to, you know, we'll go ahead and share with, you know, people watching. Got a couple of couple little snippets, you know. Cam was, you know, trying to do his thing and trying to be the bigger man and whatnot, but
some tips. I'm gonna give you some tips. The right way.
Can you hear it okay?
The right way. When do y'all play? What was y'all record today?
No, 2-1.
What did you do? I wasn't able to see because y'all was too. All right, bro. What did he do, man? Does he play?
He got speed.
He got
speed. Two say he got speed.
So this was the original. This is the aftermath.
You're free agent. You're free agent. You about to be poor. You about to be poor.
I'm rich.
You about to be poor.
I'm rich.
You're free agent.
I'm rich.
So that gives you a little bit of what was involved. And like you said, you know, in the age of social media and everybody trying to go viral and trolling and whatnot, I think this probably backfired on a young man, if I'm not mistaken.
Hold on. How did it backfire?
Well, I haven't seen the letter, but I did see that an apology was presented by him today, you know, based on his actions of being a participant on the camp. But a lot of people said his parents seemed like they wrote that for him. So I'm thinking his parents probably got his ass.
If the parents wrote it, they wrong for it because he put on there, first and foremost, I would first like to start and say that my parents told me not to disrespect that way. Yes.
So that. I'm going to throw this out there.
Wait, hold on. Wait. So this is what he said. So this is exact words. My parents never taught me to people disrespectful. That was on the player's Jesse Owens. He said, my parents never taught me to people disrespectful.
Look at my face, dog.
I mean,
I ain't buying it.
But look at the poor grammar. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, that is poor. I got to put my teacher, Mr. Parker's hat on. You know, if y'all know me, I used to, you know, be a teacher. But the poor grammar just shows, you know, what we see. So, right. Once again, how did he fail? I mean, how did that backfire?
I think, I don't know if he's already committed as a recruit. But if anybody's thinking about recruiting him, that's a bad pub, man. I admire the confidence, but the way that it was presented was very disrespectful.
That shit was funny. It was disrespectful, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying, shout out to Cam for, you know what I'm saying, you know, trying to nice it up. But he should have said, he should have came back with a comeback. Because, I mean, you know, you out there, you know, you playing with the kids. You know what I'm saying? You got to rock with them like that. So, in my mind, the kid's whole idea was to go viral. He went viral. You know what I'm saying? So, how did he go wrong? And in this era where people give trophies to last place, you don't think that kid's gonna get a it's okay. We all make mistakes. I was your age, I was young at the time. You don't think that kid gonna get that pass?
He will, but I think if he gets in a situation where he has potentially had the opportunity to get a mentor,
mm-hmm.
that can be a black eye on him. Cause like he ain't finna show me up like he showed up, Cam. Did he learn his lesson is the key thing.
That part, because I mean, at the end of the day, the dude had, if he coming out there like that, he had no intention of getting on the field. You know what I'm saying? Like the dude, like, come on now, I'm a band member. You pull me to the sideline. You know what I'm saying? He probably playing the bag. You know what I'm saying? That's some shit I do. Like, make it out of here. Like, you know, I'm in the stands any goddamn way. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is nothing to me. But I mean, the dude on the show, I mean, on the clip, he said it's kind of fast. So the dude has no potential. So, I mean, he's like, I guarantee you, we're going to see him on what? Do they still got the Maura Povich show with that one? And the Regis and Kathy Lee. I mean, the dude's going to be on TMZ. Like, he's going to win. Mm. So, You know what? I'm bringing my son to the next. We trolling, winning. We trolling. We going to the next camp. But I mean, at the end of the day, you know, yes, it's a bad look. So,
but let me ask you this:
he won.
But let me ask you. Okay, he did. He did. He did. He got his name out there. He got his face out there.
Mm-hmm.
But two things: do you think that the apology came because the parents know that they raised him better, or because their parenting skills were exposed?
Hear ye, hear ye. My parents never taught me to people disrespectful. That's your goddamn answer. That doesn't sound right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Like, who proofread that? Who wrote that? Like, how? Who allowed that to happen? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, where's my whiteboard? You know, we're going to have a Zoom class with Uncle Leroy. You know what I'm saying? Junior. Because that is ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? It, like, honestly, it came because he got the pie in the face. You know, and they're just doing what media does. You know what I'm saying? It gets out in the media. You let it play for a little while. Then someone apologizes. Ask Deion Sanders. Oh, they stole my stuff. Oh, well, it's bad. What? You know what I'm saying? Oh, I apologize. It's okay. You know, it was just misplaced. What? I mean, yep. So they just doing the media cycle. You know what I'm saying? So, why, like I say, tomorrow he's going to be on TMZ, and he's going to be, you know, everyone's going to ask him all these questions. They're going to ask him, hey, you know, how did it feel to talk to Cam? Because some people want to know. But all in all, I think it was a win for the guy. And if he plays it well, he's gonna cash out on it. Because at the end of the day, Uncle Leroy might be poor right now. But I'll be rich later. And I might, look, that's what I'm saying. Look, Cam Newton just made the little man rich. You know what I'm saying? He might come out with the running man dance or something. Who the hell knows? These kids are creative. And we might thinking that we're, you know, that dude, that little man fell in Cam Newton's trap. We might be falling in his trap because, like I say, it's online stardom, social media stars. The guy just won.
Before we go to the next topic, you mentioned something about Cam and the way that he handled it was great. But you got to remember, first of all, I'm going to throw this out there. Cam.
Wait. You can't come. You can't keep on. Who the hell is Sam?
The reason why I said Sam, I'm about to say, you know, sometimes Cam can be a little bit sassy. So him not saying anything, I think it had more to do with him being a free agent more than anything. He's still looking for a job. You can't be seen going at a kid. Like, hey, man.
Look, hey, I'm telling you, shout out to Mumra. He in the group, man. Kenny said it best. He should have kicked that little dude out of that. Said, look, I'm going to smash your mama. Period. That look. Bravo. 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 That's the goddamn answer that you give a kid. You don't go back and forward and be like, I'm rich. That's why I'm rich and you pup. Really? Dude, 14 years old, man. Like, he had to get sponsored to come to your camp. Like, we didn't know that. You know what I'm saying? So, to me, he took a L for saying that. You know what I'm saying? Like, then, like, he took an L for allowing that to happen. He should have nipped it in the bud. So, Cam better hope he can get some of that LeMann money and they both cash out. Book it. Uncle Leroy.
Yep. I agree with that.
Hey, but look, for you, Joseph or whatever, Owens, class tomorrow at 8 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? Hooked on finance with Uncle Leroy Jr.
Be there, be square.
Yeah, exactly. I want cash out, too.
Speaking of cash out, bro, we're going to hit this topic before we get our break because we're just going to hit it real fast. NFL price tag. So, the NFL is currently in negotiations with Disney for the Monday Night Football package. It's a 100% increase, and they're hoping to wrap up these negotiations by March 17th. So they're probably going to be paying around about $3.8 billion, which is twice, obviously, what they paid back in the deal in 2011. So you think the NFL is worth that type of money?
Can y'all see this? It reads Uncle Leroy Jr. I said this whole Disney thing way back yonder. Way back yonder when they had the NBA bubble. I told you that's them cashing in. And the thing is it doesn't matter if you going in not worth that. What you attach yourself to is worth that. The Disney brand is worth it. The Disney brand is worth goddamn America. You know what I'm saying? So if the NFL is not worth it right now, it will be. And that's what the Disney brand is trying to attach to it. Like I said, this whole bubble thing was because so they can test out these cameras, this whole experience. And, you know, contrary to, you know, some people may not know, but, you know, ESPN, they've always had a headquarters on the Disney property. They have a whole NFL experience on the Disney property. So, I mean, this here will just add to the overall experience. So, yes, the NFL is worth that.
So, $3.8 billion for Monday Night Football, ESPN. $1.1 billion, this is annually.
Can we see the numbers?
You sure can.
You're like, what a dude won't keep you. Hey, look at my paper. You know what I'm saying? We won't see the numbers, too. You might be lying. Uncle Leroy don't trust. I don't trust him.
You see that?
Mm-hmm.
So, $3.8 billion per year for the new Monday Night Football deal. $1.1 billion for Fox. $1 billion for CBS. $960 million for NBC. Then, DirecTV is going to be paying another $1.5 billion. This is per year. Guess what, y'all? I'm always going to be a company man, except when it comes to circumstances like this. Pay these players their money. Stop talking about owners, don't you ain't got no money. That's crazy loot, man.
Pay the players?
Pay the players.
To do what?
The product, where it's the cause of the players that you even paying for the product.
Hey, man, the product can always go to Europe, to Canada. They got all these different leagues popping, you know what I'm saying? They got all these leagues.
That ain't the same talent.
Hey, you know. all they got to do is take it off the market, supply and demand. But I agree with you. You know, pay these guys. But, I mean, baseball getting played, like, ridiculously. You know, they getting crazy salaries. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
So,
guaranteed money.
Right. But why would you pay all these players? They got 12 people that own, you know, like all these positions on the field. How can you actually pay all these people?
Oh, they can't. How come they can't?
Ah.
Okay, I give it to you now because, you know.
They got, what, 52 people on the, what, 53-man roster? What you want, all of them? You want all of them getting $100
million? Oh, no, I ain't say that.
so that's what I'm saying. So you going down that slippery slope. So how you going to differentiate how much you going to pay all these people?
Well, this has more to do with, so I think they said, you know, because of the bid 19 that's, you know, that went on, they didn't have the revenue from the gate and revenue from the concessions and all those type of things, parking and whatnot. Understandable. So they're talking about taking the salary cap down.
Mm-hmm.
Which is going to affect every team. Going to have to make some hard decisions. Not just my team, not just your team. Every team will have to make some hard decisions. But I'm from the perspective of y'all saying y'all hurting for money, but just in one contract alone, you've doubled what you made last year.
What? How?
$1.9 billion to $3.8 billion is a new contract that they've said that they want to close by March 17th. That's just true. On Disney.
That is true. But, you know, but that they got a lot of factors into that, though. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, yes, COVID exposed a whole lot of things. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, the salary cap, you know, all of that's going to be adjusted. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm always, just like I be telling my youngsters, if you won't be more than just an athlete, be more than just an athlete. You can't expect all them people to just pay you for one product. You know what I'm saying? If you want money, be a brand. You know what I'm saying? Build yourself a brand. Don't just be that just that athlete on the field.
So let me ask you this.
You just a one-trick pony. That's all I'm saying. Like you on the field, you know, you running and running and running. Why you don't have a brand, a clothing brand? Why you don't have this, a trucking, a transportation, something?
Okay. That's so what with that being about. Said, which league is notoriously bad for not putting their players in the forefront?
NBA.
Did you hear about that?
Shoot, not until I mean, come on now. That's what make Allen Iverson famous because he started the individuality with the NBA. So, but I mean,
so that's true. So, I mean, as far as which league does the worst job of promoting their players,
which I mean, because it, Tom Brady, I mean, NFL love Tom Brady, he found Tom Brady everywhere.
He does, but the way I'm going is MLB is notoriously bad for their players, but. Their players have the largest guaranteed contracts.
Right, right, right. So they don't have a cap.
That's true.
And they that's don't. America sports. America sports. Welcome. So of course they're gonna have it. You know what I'm saying? So of course they're gonna have it. But yeah, that's why.
Man, but that's a BS.
Oh, now we're going to take a quick break while I get to Beanie with it. Wait, do the running man. Running man.
Hey, we be back, man. Boy. You clowning. All
right. I said, what does it really take? What does it really take to be great, Drew? And he looked at me and he was like, you really want to know? And he was like, to be honest, everything you did to get here, you need to be consistent times 10.
What's up? What's up? What's up? I'm back. We back. Let's do it.
I can't let you slide. You put the wrong cuss. Somebody asked you nothing. What? Okay, I'm about to check. I'm like, okay, cut. I'm like, wait, we back for part two. So, yeah, let's do it. I'm going to Leroy. Don't say the Leroy without the Junior. And we back with Coach Lee on the OTS, BS, BS, SBS, SS show. But hey, shout out to your Facebook user. We live in it just like that. Wah.
Already. So, last topic, like you say, I had to tell me Jake and Cowboy stuff in there.
Right, thank you. Bravo.
Yes, I did. You know why? Because when I first saw this story, the first thing I thought was, man, you full of S. That's straight up BS. So, this clown known as David Irving. Give it to him. Do ball when he was here, when he was available. So it was a story that came out today that said that he hated playing for Dallas.
Shit, I'm blaming. I was thinking that. I'm sorry.
But he said, I hated going to work for the Cowboys. A Cowboy is all hearty, hard, hard, and all this America team stuff. You like that, don't you?
I'm waiting to say something. Yes, I'm hating.
Fire away. Go and bring on the hate. So, you ever had an episode where a former player left your team but then trashed him on the way out? He's been gone for about 2-3 years now.
Bro, I play for the Saints. I mean, I'm a fan of the Saints. Mark Ingram did that. You know what I'm saying? Craig Haywood did that. Danny Elwell, who left the Saints, do that. Talk about it. So they're just a training facility for other teams. Yes.
Okay, so they also did that.
With Cousin. Sorry, yeah. The list goes on, man. Baron Davis.
Okay, so I get that part. But this is the part I don't get. That the Cowboys were nothing but supportive for this dude, man. Nothing but supportive. Look at the eye roll. you know how many games he played in 2017 and 2018 combined?
I'm sorry. I'm serenading. I'm playing the background for your sorrow song here.
10 games.
He played 10 games.
He missed all of 2019. He was on a practice squad for 2020. He played 2 games for that because he was coming back from a suspension. If you left, just leave. Guess what? They ain't talking about you since you left. They don't moved on, but you're making yourself stay relevant because you got to talk down on your former team. They got you off the practice squad.
David Irvin re-signed with the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yep.
Resigned, sir. You sound privileged. Like you mad at the man because he said he hated going to work for Dallas. Mm-mm. I don't blame him.
Mm-mm.
It's right here.
I'm mad at the man because he should just left and quiet. He should left quietly.
Why? Why? That's what I'm saying. You like, what have you done for me lately? Like, the Cowboys did this. He be like, what? Like, come on now. What Pac-Man said? What Pac-Man said when we came up?
What did he say?
See, they say much. Because he was on probation. That's why nobody said okay, that.
So you're proving my point now. Jerry has given more people second chances that nobody else want to give a second chance to. And that's how you pay the man back?
Who still rocks with Jerry Jones besides Michael Irvin and possibly Emmitt Smith after that? After they leave the Cowboys? I'll wait. Troy Aikman almost rocked with Troy Aikman. Who that other dude is? Tony Romo. He don't much rock with Jerry Jones no more.
What?
Nobody Tony likes Romo, Jerry Jones man. After they leave
Tony
the team.
Tony Romo
man.
Named one of his kids after the Jones family.
And since he left the Cowboys, how many times you seen them together? That's my point.
Whatever. They just cowboy hate.
I told cowboy him, hey, yes, man. Yes, he's always going to be the cowboy hates, man. But, I mean, proof is in the pudding.
Nah, that dude's equivalent to a sore loser, Monty.
What Dez Bryant did. He played the Cowboys. The dude go out there, breaks his ankle, then come the next time he get COVID. What the hell? Come on, man. You know that's some,
but you know
now,
what?
That's some OTS, BS, BS, BS.
Now, Dez had a reason to be upset.
Now let the truth be told.
So did they do Dez wrong?
Huh?
Did they not do Dez wrong?
Hell yeah, they did Dez wrong. Okay. That's why Dez wanted to come back and play.
So he did. Now, if I was just being a Cowboy fan, I'd say, Dez, you need to be quiet. No, Dez should speak up. Okay, they did him wrong. This clown here, all they did was support this dude. And you know what ultimately got him kicked off the team? That he had several.
Privilege.
Several.
Now he kicked off the team? That is some Cowboys BS. Nah. Why they just couldn't part ways? Why you have to make the Cowboys look better and bigger? Oh, they kicked him off the team. They ain't on him. Oh, why the Cowboys did this? Now, this is some OTS, BS, BS, BS. Continue.
And I'm with the shits.
If we got to get up out of here, man. Hey, y'all definitely tune in because at 8 o'clock, we got our Madden 21 PlayStation NFC, Madden franchise NFC championship game with Jonathan, man. So y'all definitely tune in. We're going to be going live. But any shout-out before we get up out of here?
Hey, I'm glad to be back. Glad for those that tune in tonight. Be here tomorrow night for the Sports Chatter Show.
Oh, well, let me put in my urn there. You know, I eat crumpets and whey with the queen. So this is your dude, Uncle Leroy. Don't say the Leroy without the Junior. Check out our STWF apparel, Kyrie Clothing. Check out the website, KyrieClothing.com. Until tomorrow, this is your dude, Uncle Leroy. Don't say the Leroy without the Junior. And hopefully you play that right chocolate fact. What was it? Willy Wonka chocolate music? Play that beat. No, play that. Get us out of here, man.
Hey, we're going to end it with what should have been a break, but it worked out fine. Check out KyrieRobinson.com, Kyrie Robinson Clothing. Booyah.
Oh.
What's up, world? Kyrie Robinson, man. New Orleans Saints veteran. Hey, man, make sure you guys go check out my guy, man, STWF, the media, man. Check them guys out. Y'all want to get sports talk. sports talks with players, with fans, anything like that, man, go check them guys out, man. That's the place to be if you want to talk sports. Who That Nation.